Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women by Australian author Jim O'Connor is a book like no other. It won the Pacific Book Awards for first place for Best New Cookbook in 2019. Has been shortlisted for the prestigious Eric Hoffer Award for 2021. Jim combines two of the most important things in any man's life in a humorous do-it-yourself guide. The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking has no recipes in it. Instead, it teaches you how to unlock your creative genius and cook amazing meals using your existing knowledge and skills guided by your imagination and instincts. The perfect book for anyone who has an interest in cooking, whether they be novice or expert. This is not only an amazing cookbook full of stunning photos, it's a book for life. Jim is a clinical psychotherapist and adult educator with a talent for taking complex subjects and teaching them in a way that is entertaining and immediately effective. He runs a clinical practice in Sydney, Australia, also a coaching business teaching executives how to become more effective by learning how to understand and adopt the psychology and skills of effective performance. From Sydney, Australia, via Skype, Jim O'Connor, author of the award-winning The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women, joining us on This Week in America. Jim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be here. It really is. And what an introduction. Hope I can live up to it.
Well, you can live up to it, and the book is all that and more. It's an award-winning book, as I mentioned. It's humorous. It's very effective, too, and getting the message across. And we'll talk about that during the course of the interview. But I want to go back to where this all began. Where was this inspiration to write this book? So, and you do it so well, but where did the whole idea come from?
Well, it really began many decades ago at university when I was studying adult education. And I was asked to do an assignment on and teach a class. And the class had to be on a topic that you didn't already know a lot about. So you were required to go do a lot of research. And I thought, well, I'm the only guy in a room full of 20 women. Let's teach them how to cook. Anyway, I thought it would be a bit audacious and a bit cheeky and a bit fun. And what happened was I realized that if a guy who can't cook had to teach cooking, he had to have a system. So I came up with paint by numbers kind of system. And that sort of led to systemizing everything. And one thing led to another. I did the assignment. I got a really good result. And then I forgot about it. But about 5 or 10 years ago, I was unpacking boxes in my home where I lived with my wife and kids because we'd just moved. And I found the assignment. And I thought, let's do something with that. And I just sort of added in a bunch of psychology and a whole bunch of humor and really a whole bunch of stunning photos. And that's really where it came from. And I just thought, well, let's have a go. Let's see what I can do with this. And the rest is history.
You're entertaining readers literally worldwide. Jim's book is The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. What's interesting, as a cook, you really say you hate to follow recipes. Talk about that. For most of us, we get the book out there, we've got it spread out, or we've got our tablet out on the counter as we're putting the meals together. You really don't like following a recipe. Talk about that.
Well, I guess it comes from my sort of struggle with the right way to do things. Oh, and yes. I've always been somebody that wants to learn and explore and experiment. And so if I was cooking something from a recipe, I'd always change it. And I'd always change it just to see what would happen. And crazily enough, it would work from time to time. It would actually be brilliant. Now, the bottom line is a lot of those little deviations were terrible, but every now and then I'd come up with something that was really nice and really fun and everybody liked. And I thought, well, if I'm somebody who doesn't like to follow recipes, I like to explore and experiment. Maybe there's a whole bunch of other people out there who would like to explore and experiment. And really, when I asked all my friends, I realized there's the world of cooking is divided into three parts. The people who like to follow recipes. The people who don't like to follow recipes and the people in the middle who haven't decided which one they want to be. So I guess I just struggle to follow instructions when it comes to cooking. Other things, perhaps I'm quite good at following instructions. When it comes to cooking, I just want to get in there and experiment. And admittedly, some of my experiments are terrible, but others are really good, and I really am really proud of what comes out. And it's really exciting to discover what, yes, what a bit of this and a bit of that and the combinations can produce.
Jim O'Connor is our guest, coming to us via Skype from Sydney, Australia. We're talking about his book, The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women. Somebody would look at this and go, wait a minute, he's not a chef, he's not a trained cook, so why did he decide to write a cookbook? Was that something you struggled with as you were putting this together, that like, I don't know if I can impress people because I'm not a chef and I'm not really a trained cook?
Well, yes, I did struggle with it. And that's why the book has no recipes in it. That's why the book isn't pitched like a normal cookbook where you'd find an equally beautiful book with lots of beautiful photos and little anecdotal stories. And I thought to myself, well, how do I do this? I'm not a good chef. I've got some basic training in cooking. How do I use what I'm good at and create something worthwhile? And then in the end, I decided, well, I've studied psychology all my life. I know how to systemize people and systemize people's thinking. I know how to educate, and I know how to make something funny. And I thought, well, let's pitch it that way. Let's see if a person with no notoriety could crack it in the big world game and create something that is a bit audacious and something that is valuable, does work, does provide insights into the psychology and of cooking that people would benefit from using immediately. And so I thought, well, let's pitch it into that space and see what happens. And Bob's your uncle, this is what happened. I've got the award. Now it's been nominated for another award. I just thought I'd just have a go, really,
and
see what I could come up with.
Successfully, you've done that. Now, let's talk about the title, because this is interesting as well. It's a title that will stick in your mind. So, excellent job in creating this title. But how did the title come about?
Well, there are a lot of bloke's guides out there. There's the bloke's guide for pregnancy. There's the bloke's guide for domestic for cleaning. There's the bloke's guide for this, that, and the other. So I wanted to pitch to that group because I knew that there would be a lot of men who don't like following recipes, who just want to sit down, have a laugh when they read the book and learn something useful. So I decided to go with the bloke's guide, and to change it up, I just said, let's do something audacious. Let's call it Brilliant Cooking. And And How to Impress Women was just a little bit of a cheeky sort of attempt to tap into that field of psychology of how to impress the people in your lives. It's not just really about how to impress women, but really how to impress people in your lives. And I thought the two together sounded, just ran off the tongue quite naturally. And I think they sounded really kind of cheeky, mischievous, and at the same time, interesting and worthwhile. I mean, who wouldn't want to learn how to cook using your instincts and your existing knowledge? Who wouldn't want to understand the psychology of being, how to be impressive, whether it be to impress women or whether it be to impress your friends or, you know,
But the title does capture that. It's like, I got to find out more about this. Is it a cookbook? Is it a dating? Is it a relationship book? What exactly is it? And it's basically all of those and a whole lot more wrapped into Jim's book. Jim O'Connor, our guest on the program. So what is the secret to impressing women? I'm going to stay on that for a second here. Any clues that you can give us? I've been looking for decades now. Help me.
Well, look. Yes. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but look, people there are certain things that impress everyone. If we did a survey of 100 people, we would find that the things that impressed them were predictable and things that just about anybody can learn. So be safe. Don't be threatening. Don't do anything that is intimidating or threatening. Be somebody who understands. So we all want to be understood. Be somebody who's respectful and tolerant, tolerant of difference, tolerant of new ideas and different points of view. Now, those are sort of your foundation. What we then want to be able to do is be really good at something, whether it be cooking or whether it be your job or whether it be running a family or just kindness. Just be really good at something. Now, if you can then take that to the next level and say, well, how can I be such a person that I help other people in my life to feel more empowered, more capable, more effective, and get things that they want? So how can I help people get more satisfaction and fulfillment? And that's really going to impress anyone. Now, if you're also fit and well-groomed and you dress with a bit of style and you are you pay women positive attention, well, you're going to impress them. Now, the thing is, though, you've got to be careful here because there's a bit of a trap. Not everyone can be impressed. So if you go out into the world thinking that you're going to put on this great show that impresses everyone always, well, you won't. At any one time, if you can impress 25% of the people in the room, you're doing extremely well. You won't impress everyone. And that's part of the trick, is to not worry that you're not impressing everyone, is to not worry that that person over there doesn't like your particular package. And that's where the whole question of authenticity comes in, just being yourself.
Yes.
Just being yourself is really impressive. At the it cuts across so much in so many strata of society. So, yeah, that's a complicated way of saying what you have to do to be impressive. And, look, the interesting thing is if you put your mind to it and you practice, anyone can learn any of those things. Anyone can learn to manage their mood so that they don't have outbursts. Anyone can learn to be kind and thoughtful. Anyone can learn to be really good at something. And anyone can learn how to dress well and how to be thoughtful and how to help. I mean, it's not like it's beyond people's capability to learn all of this stuff. So I don't know. Does that sort of answer the question?
Well,
Rich?
It does. And you bring that out in the book. There's so much in the book besides this whole cooking concept that we're talking about, the book's guide to brilliant cooking and how to impress women. You talk about the power of personality and how important that is to develop personality and to use that. Totally. That's all in Jim O'Connor's book. And you'll find it at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website and we'll have a link there as well. Want to go back just for a second and touch on this, a cookbook without recipes. If people are still like, but how can it be a cookbook if it doesn't have recipes? You really focus on instincts and imagination, don't you? And you say it's not a how to follow someone's recipe book. It's an actual how to cookbook. Briefly talk about that because there is a distinction there. I'm not sure you're cooking if you're following somebody else's recipe. You're copying somebody else's recipe.
Well, yeah, in the book, I call that culinary plagiarism. When it's really not your own idea. The idea is that all of us have a capability to create food at one level. Now, we could go to a recipe book, which is what most people think of when they think of cookbooks. They think of a recipe book. Just follow my to-do list of ingredients and instructions, and you'll cook this beautiful meal, and you will.
Yes.
But that doesn't actually teach you the chemistry of cooking, what happens when you heat food, what happens when you combine food. It doesn't teach you how to structure the meal in a way that you could reproduce over and over and over again. So you'd have to keep going back to the recipe book. And if you want to create another recipe, you'd have to go another meal, you'd have to go back to the recipe book and find a new recipe. The other way to think about cooking is do it in a how-to guide where you learn the basics of conceiving and construction, where you look at the processes of organizing the materials, organizing your kitchen, organizing your cooking processes, so that you have a kitchen that runs like a well-oiled machine. It's a how-to cookbook where it teaches you how to understand the chemistry of oxidization and or heating of food and what happens in the various stages from slight browning through to caramelization right through to burning. Now, when you understand that cooking is really just organizing food into beautiful pictures and beautiful images on a plate, and that that's a series of steps and processes, you can understand that this book is really about that, the how to take an idea in your head, yes, organize your thinking so that you can organize your kitchen and organize your steps and organize your processes, using your instincts to understand the actual processes of heating and cooling and et cetera. So if you look at the world of cookbooks, you'd find recipe books and you'd find plenty of how-to books. If you go to Cordon Bleu, you will find enormous tomes of how to cook a souffle, how to cook the four basic sauces. They're process books rather than recipe books. And this is really where it's pitched. It's the processes behind cooking. Now, the advantage is if you understand the processes and you understand how to organize your thoughts, and if you understand how to organize the kitchen, you can cook any place, anywhere, anytime without a recipe, and you're not restricted to what somebody else has been thinking. So I guess that sort of explains it. Recipe books, a series of instructions versus a step-by-step process guide. And that's the difference in this case.
Well, it comes back. Critical thinking is something you talk about to bring out in the book, The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women, via satellite, via Skype from Sydney, Australia. The author is Jim O'Connor. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about, because people would probably go, Jim, what are the secrets to cooking? And it's interesting. You start with one that you call the super secret. This is a super secret we can use basically in all phases of our lives, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the super secret is to take the images in your head and convert them onto the plate through understanding the processes of cooking. Now, if you really want to understand... Actually, can I just replay which super secret are we talking about there, Rick? Because there's a few in the book.
Well, you've got some in there. The one I'm talking about that really applies to all facets of life is organize your mind, how important that is as a beginning step. And that's something that, you need to do that, the process that you follow for cooking. You also need to use that for just about anything we do in life.
Yeah. Look, everything in life that's ever created started in somebody's head, and then they thought through the steps of how to bring that thing into reality. Now, organizing your thinking is critical for whether you are planning your day, whether you're planning a meeting, whether you're planning a house renovation. And the more effective and more accurately and more efficiently you can organize your thinking, the better the outcome. Now, in the book, for example, when it comes to cooking, a lot of the work is done in sitting down in a chair with a pen and paper, going through a process of organizing your thoughts around what you're cooking. So it could be a lamb rack with winter vegetables and a red wine sauce. Well, you've got to know what that looks like in your head before you even start. Then you've got to go, well, okay, if I'm going to create all of these beautiful things and make it look stunning, what are the steps that have to happen before that can be achieved? So what does the final product look like? That means you've organized the thought. You haven't the image in your head. You haven't just plopped things on the plate and hoped that it would look good. What about the source? Well, how do you take the source from the idea through to the delivery? Well, you've got to organize your thinking around what the ingredients are, what the tools are that you need, what the temperatures are, how the heating of the sauce is going to go. Do you need to do it on a high boil or a low simmer? How you're going to cook the meat, you need to know the weight of the meat, you need to know how to put it into the right place in the oven, you need to know the right temperatures, but you also need to know what the stages of the browning, the cooking process is. That's an enormous amount of detail that a person has to get their head around to be able to organize just how to deliver a meal on a plate. If you really take the metaphor of organizing your thinking is really about taking an idea in your head and creating it in the world, that applies to so many things.
Yes, yes.
So many things. And in the book, I talk about backward thinking. Start at the end, work out what the ultimate vision is, and then work the previous step, work the step before that, work the step before that, the step before that, the step before that. Then work out the timings, then work out the tools, then work out the processes, and turn it around, and all of a sudden you've got a master plan for whatever you're trying to create.
Well, the time is going by so quickly. A couple minutes left with Jim O'Connor coming to us via Skype from Sydney, Australia. Video version of this up on YouTube. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, go to videos, you'll be able to see the interview with Jim. The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women. What are some of the hidden messages in this book? We've talked about, the Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking. So we're thinking it's a cookbook. Now we find out it's not. It's a multi-use book that's good for everybody, not just somebody who's interested in cooking. What are some of the messages people will get from reading the book?
I really hope to empower people to trust themselves. I want people to get a lot of confidence in what they do. If they understand how your mind works, if you understand how your mind works, you'll be able to make it work for you. If you think your mind is just a series of random thoughts that just pop into your head, well, you're in trouble. But if you can learn how to organize your thinking, if you can learn to trust your instincts, you've got a whole bunch of built-in instincts that tell you if something's good or not. If it looks bad, if it smells bad, if it tastes bad, if it feels bad, it is bad.
Yes.
And we talk about that in the book. But if it looks good and it smells good and it tastes good and it feels good, it probably is good. So I want people to believe in themselves, really. And I also, because the book is really cheeky, it's not trying to take anything seriously here. I want people to just have a laugh at life. In Australia, we've had the year from hell. In America, you guys are going through a lot of pain.
Yes.
Everyone in the world just needs to start to enjoy the humor that is still there, because it can get so bleak at times to look at all the troubles that the world's in. So I just wanted people to have a laugh and realize that, you know, you can laugh. I also wanted people to see that there's not a lot of mystery in being really good at stuff. It's really quite straightforward when you think about it. Organize your thoughts, trust your instincts, throw in your imagination, go do it, and then do it a lot until you're good at it. So it's kind of a book of the common man's pathway to empowerment and confidence. If you really want a sort of a summary of
yes,
of
and the, you the use you use that word empower. That's what this book is, isn't it? Even if you read it not looking for empowerment, you're going to find it, because it's like, Okay, here is the process: unlock your mind, unleash your personality, and have some fun doing this. So it is about empowerment, isn't it?
Totally. And it's basically teaching people the structure of the way the mind, body, emotional system works, so that you can use it in all endeavors in life.
You know, and when it's over with, you don't have a notebook just filled with random notes. If you go sit in a class and you learn all of this, you've got something to eat that's very, very good and very interactive afterwards. You can
eat.
I like that. You can eat the lesson when you're done with it. So this works
out. You can eat the lesson. That's good,
Rick. You can work that. You can do this for yourself. I mean, it starts with planning, preparation, and process. It's all such a delightful book. Are you working on another book now? You do have this knack of breaking things down on a simple level. I can see why executives flock to you. To get some insights into their minds and the processes that they use. What are you working on now?
Well, I've got a few ideas in the pipeline. Bloke's Guide to Interior Decorating. So men don't feel like they're the second cousin when it comes to renovating their own homes. Yes. Bloke's Guide to Gardening. I've thought of some more serious books about peak performance and helping people become confident, men or women, of course, that if you understand how the mind-body-emotional machinery works, you can be impressive, you can be confident in what you do, and really nothing stands in your way. Life is just a series of problem-solving exercises, and you just solve them effectively. So I've got a few ideas rolling around in my head, and hopefully something will come out of it.
Well, I hope you do. I hope we have a chance to talk about it. You have a way of taking that, a few laughs along the way. Don't take yourself too seriously. Enjoy yourself. And the book is so well done. I can see why it's won awards, up for even more. It's The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women. James O'Connor, that's O-C-O-N-N-O-R. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever the books are sold. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on and go directly to Jim's Amazon page and get all the information and order the book there as well. Jim, a pleasure having you. Get up early in the morning so you can join us via Skype from Sydney, Australia. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. I really enjoyed the interview, and thanks for having me on.
It was a pleasure. Jim O'Connor is the author of The Bloke's Guide to Brilliant Cooking and How to Impress Women. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.